Earlier this summer, the Shumlin administration announced that revenue projections have been too rosy and that budget cuts will now be needed. That's creating concern about maintaining some social services. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports on one at-risk program that seeks out young people who are struggling on the road to adulthood.
Meet Micah Porter. He's 19, with a mop of curly red hair springing out of a baseball cap. He's wearing a black T-shirt advertising his favorite band, and he's waiting for kids to arrive at The Junction, a teen center in White River Junction. His job, to befriend peers who need help managing their lives but may not want to hear that from an adult.
We have our own world, and we're the ones that can fix it. We feel like we're the ones that can fix it. I mean, adults can help, too. But it's really great having youth that are willing to help each other, and it's really great to have this funding for this group so that we can do that.
Before he started working for Youth in Transition, a program that sometimes uses this teen center, Micah says he himself needed help managing his own moods.
During the week, you know, I might be mad at my parents for something. That might be, you know, making me really angry, keeping me from eating, you know, making me feel unpleasant. But these groups, you know, it's a safe space for you to go in and share what you need to share. And all of the kids are always ready to help each other.
Micah has a big cheerleader in Katie O'Day. She's the Youth in Transition peer navigator who works for the nonprofit Clara Martin Center. It provides mental health services in Orange and Windsor counties. O'Day will sometimes prowl around neighborhoods looking for kids who seem troubled or at loose ends.
They don't want to make phone calls. Teenagers hate making phone calls. And so really a lot of the outreach is getting referrals from places that might see that in kids and know that they're not getting treatment. And so it's just connecting them to whatever services they may need, whether it be substance abuse or mental health or further education or any of that. But it's really about a lot of the kids that are left behind.
But federal funding for the program has dried up, and now state funding is likely to be cut as well. Tammy Austin, who supervises this program for the Clara Martin Center, says that would be a big mistake.
You know, our services are able to go out into the community, grab the kids where they're at, where they may not be quite ready to come in. So we're really getting them as they're starting to get into trouble, and that's a crucial time.
Austin says saving money now on outreach could mean spending more on addiction treatment later on. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.